The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The reality of our country is, Fred, we don't like to be told what we can and can't do. I mean, that's why our country started, really. That's why there was a freaking Tea Party. We don't like being told what to do. We don't like being bossed around. And people are having a really hard time with it. And honestly, the countries that, you know, they're used to getting bossed around. Like, in Russia, there's hardly any coronavirus. You know why? Because those people are used to friggin' staying in their house and doing what the government tells them to do.
Well, it's one guy, obviously, who respects what he's doing. But you say people around the league, you talk to one guy.
You think there's more of the second guy than there are of the first.
Oh, God, yeah. They're not going to come out and publicly say it because it's just like when I was playing that senior tournament, the drunk guy showed up late at night. And they were about to kick him off the table. None of us wanted to see him go. So we weren't going to say he was being a jerk. We just wanted his chips. It's the same thing with Bill O'Brien. You're not going to come out and publicly say, you know, oh, this guy's ruining this team, because you're probably going to want to trade with him at some point.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A-J is the real, at the producer Nick, as Nick Sharara joins us today. And there's also the text line at 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours? That's some of what you missed. A lot of corona, a lot of stuff, a lot of sports. Just like always, all available on podcastarena.com as we broadcast from all over the city in different places. And try to keep everybody entertained as much as possible. And just kind of a follow-up on what we were talking about before. Somebody says you can get a barrel of crude oil lube cheaper than KY right now.
That's true.
So let's look at the positive.
And if it does the same job, big deal. Let's do it.
Yeah, and okay, so obviously us dialing back in helped because I didn't hear a delay that time.
All right.
409 says... Yeah, just it's like resetting your computer.
Yeah, we probably need to do that. That's probably something we can do going forward is try and reset, like, you know, at the top of every hour or something like that.
Hey, yeah, especially because...
Fred, I've got news. I hate to interrupt you, but I've got big news. Big...
Uh-oh.
Tremendous news, Fred. Tremendous
the
news.
The best?
We are the champions. The United States of America are now the leader in the clubhouse. We lead the world in number of confirmed coronavirus cases. Suck on that, Italy. Nice try. 150, well, only that's not even true. The total case, the total number is 522,000.
Okay.
We are now over 82,000 today. There were 81,000 in China, 80,000 in Italy. We are the leaders in the clubhouse. The total number of global cases over 520. We've got 82 of that. We're pulling our weight around here. And you know what? Credit where it's due. President Trump, he says that we're not going to come in second place. And look at us.
Well, we have 330 million people, so it is...
That's less than China.
Not that shocking. Well, and basically China did what you were talking about in the rewind. They locked everybody down, said you don't go anywhere. And they're still not letting people back in, apparently, because they don't want people bringing it back. So, which makes sense to me. But congratulations. I'm glad you guys are number one.
So, what do you mean, us guys?
Well,
are you not an American anymore? Are you Canadian now?
Well, I don't know if I'll ever be able to get back, but I do know if I do go, that apparently the president wants to send troops up there to not let those pesky Canadians come to the United States.
So my mom, my mom lives on the beach here in Texas, and a lot of people in the winter months will come down and they'll stay at the beach until basically like, you know, May, and then they'll go back to Canada for the summer. And yeah. My mom, I talked to her the other day. She's like, yeah, all the Canadians left because if they get sick, they got to be in Canada to get the good health care.
Well, they got to be in Canada to get where they don't have to pay a ridiculous amount of money. A lot of them, like a lot of my in-laws have insurance that they buy when they come to the States just in case something happens.
Right.
But it doesn't cover it. There was a story about a girl who was in Hawaii who got sick, and it wound up costing them like $120,000 because they don't have insurance for that. And at least if they get sick in Canada, it's covered. And it's, you know, it is kind of a myth when people call it free health care because people pay a bunch out of their checks for it.
Right.
But it means everybody's covered. And, you know, again, it's a system that works really well for 30 million people. I don't know. I mean, basically, Canada's the size of Texas. So we could probably make it work in Texas, but could you make it work that system for 330 million people? Yeah, I don't know. And it's different in each province. So, like, some places, it's really good. And both the places that the wife lived in, Saskatchewan and Ontario, she raved about it. And her dad raves about it because, you know, it's been great for him.
I'll tell you where Canada got it right. Only having 30 million people. That's the move. That's what we should have done.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to Thanos this thing for a while, and you won't let me do it. So we don't need to cut down to that much, although they have a bigger land mass than we do, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, most of it's just frozen tundra. But, you know, but I can't imagine like a rush of Canadians are going to try to get to the States that we have to have the army up there. Come on.
Yeah, send in the troops to keep them out.
Oh, geez. I just wanted to go over to Buffalo and get some Tim Hortons, eh? What the hell? It's too crowded here. Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, come on, man. But it is like, I think maybe Val could get back in Canada right now, but even she's not sure. But I couldn't. So, you know, if everything collapses and we wind up, you know, losing everything, I'm going to have to wind up being a farmer in Canada. But I'm not going to be able to go until they open the borders back up. But yeah, there's a lot of people and honestly, that's kind of the retirement plan, is spend our summers in Canada and our winters down at the place we bought. But there's a lot of people who do that. My in-laws have places they bought in Phoenix, and they rent it out the rest of the year. So very common. And like, there's the biggest contingent, I think, is in Arizona, which is why, you know, they keep that hockey team there, because a lot of them go all winter, and there's just a bunch of them. That's why we see so many of them in Vegas during the summer too. So 409 says, I wanted to thank you guys for continuing to deliver entertainment to all of us. Today, my high school teacher died from COVID-19. He was only in his 40s, completely healthy before he contracted it. He was diagnosed last Friday and died today. You guys give us a break from reality for 3 hours a day. Sorry to hear that, man. That's, you know, and you're starting to see a few more cases of people who are younger and in good shape.
I know, that's terrifying to me. Because I thought sure if one of us was going to die, it would be you. But now it's almost like it's a coin flip.
Well, I mean, I'm always the favorite in these things, and you guys always sell me short. You know,
the problem is I've been interviewing guys to be your replacement, and now I feel like I've been wasting time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, dude, I had a ball twisted around and survived that. I'm not too worried if I get
that's
this.
That's true.
And I put enough stuff in my body that I'm not immune, but I think I'll be all right.
Close.
This isn't going to kill me. I'm going to die drunk in my own puke somewhere from over drinking. Probably in a hotel room in Vegas or something.
I know.
That's,
I hope it's Vegas.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I mean,
because they'll probably, what they'll do is they'll say, hey, I'll get a knock on my door. Mr. Hoffman, we need you to come identify a body. Oh, okay. And I'll be like, yep, that's him, all right. He went out the way he wanted to.
I recognize the puke rolling down his chin.
Yes.
The other person will be thrilled with that is Nick, because he'll probably be there with us, and he'll get to do the show.
That's true. Yeah, Nick will have to fill
in. Not that I've given you an idea on how to murder me, but, you guys should talk about that. That would work. All right.
Nick is the only guy willing to risk coronavirus for airtime. He's, like, coming in on his days off. I'm trying to keep everybody well-rested. Nick's like, nah, man, I got to get in and get this airtime. Nick's willing to
dedication,
die for it.
Dedication.
He's like, you're like the lieutenant governor, you know? Like, it's worth it. It's worth it to you.
Oh,
I saw AD Nick wearing a mask. I was like, man, this is real.
Hell yeah. David Gow, I heard, was walking around like a Bane mask.
Can confirm. Yes.
Rich guys get the good masks. We just get those stupid paper masks. That's not going to save us.
Oh, so hearing that Nick is willing to die for airtime, I'm pretty sure he'd be more than willing to kill me for a chance to host for a couple days. So.
Oh, he's said as much. I mean, in those exact words, honestly.
All right, guys, let's take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's hour number 3 of the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I know he wants to kill me, but, Nick I may be more in tune with as far as the music he picks for rejoins and stuff than I am anybody at the station. He always picks stuff I like, so... Props to you, Nick Sciarra, and I do hope that if I die, it gives you an opportunity to jump in and fill in so you can get some airtime.
Gladly step in, sir.
Oh, I know you will. I mean, I'm not worried about that part, but I'm not going to sacrifice myself for you. Just if it does happen, then I hope it's when you have an opportunity to fill in. Santos said, confirmed case from a coworker today. We've shut down the branch for a deep cleaning. Luckily, they haven't been in the office for a few weeks, but it still sucks. And you know, that's the thing that's kind of bad, is that you might have gotten exposed 2 weeks ago to that person, and they don't test until now. So, and it's also weird that just, who can get tested, what tests we even have, and we talked about this before. We don't know how many of us have actually already had this thing at some point and got through it, or somebody who died that we thought was the flu or something. It's just
right.
No way of knowing. So you watched that 1917 last night.
And I did.
I'm guessing you did it on rent, right?
Yes.
So it was, what, $5.99, something like that?
Yeah.
Well, apparently a lot of these movies that were supposed to go out, we talked about this the other day, they were thinking about, instead of a theatrical release, a release to home. So I kind of want to hear from both you guys, how much are you willing to pay for a movie that was supposed to be in the theaters for a one-time watch on a release? How much money would you be willing to pay?
$20.
I was going to say 10 or 15.
See,
well, Nick, you're also, you're a single dude. So,
right.
I mean, if it was just me, I would say, 10 or 15, but because it'd be me and it'd basically be like a date, or if it, and depending on the movie, it could be a for four. For me to take my whole family to the theater, you're talking, $12 tickets for me and Annie, usually like $7 or $8 tickets for the kids. So you're looking at $40 just in tickets. You buy two popcorns now and four drinks, you're looking at like $60, $65, $70. So $20, and I can drink my own, I can drink beer if I want. I can drink my own drinks, eat my own popcorn. I'm saving a lot of dough. $20 is a pretty fair number to me.
Yeah, and
well, and I agree. Apparently, they did a study that basically said the average person it would pay between $5 to $8. And you're
that's
right.
That's cheaper than the theater.
Well, you could. There's a lot of places you can still get in for $8. Not in Houston, but that's the problem. One person, right? So if you're selling the movie, like I guess there was a sequel to Trolls that they're going to release, which I'm not really familiar with. It grossed $346 million globally, so it did really well. It was an animated film. Well, they are going to make it on demand on April 10th, and the price is $19.99. Now, I'm guessing because it's animated, it's some kind of a kids thing.
It is.
So, yeah, so from their perspective, I mean, I think that's fair because you know, you're not getting individual tickets like you would in the movie theater. And, you know, one guy by himself, is it fair to Nick? No. But invite somebody over.
No, you can't invite somebody over.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Well, okay. Live
you can,
stream.
Yeah, you can FaceTime with someone. They can watch it on your FaceTime.
Yeah, yeah. Do something like that. But, I mean, I do think it's interesting because when you hear $19.99, it sounds like a lot. But the reality is it isn't if you're taking more than one person. And really, most movies you don't go by yourself. I mean, I have occasionally on things that I knew the wife didn't want to see that I was interested in. But most of the time you're watching it with somebody. So, like, that's – like, there's even some releases. I always wait for them to come up on rent. Because if I've waited this long, I can wait a couple weeks.
Right.
But there are a few movies that I would have paid $20 to buy just so I could watch it then. And, I mean, that's still not that much money. I know it sounds like a lot for one movie, but, yeah, I just kind of found it interesting because I think from the movie maker's perspective, $20 seems fair. And I think right now people would pay it anyway. I know they say 5 to 8, but if I'm a Trolls fan, I'm paying that $19.99.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. The flip side is, I don't know about you guys, but I'm starting to dry up a little bit on Netflix and Amazon content.
I still got plenty.
Well, part of my problem, and this is where I messed up, is because before I knew the world was going to end and I was working at home a lot, I was, I was binging a bunch of stuff during the day while I was working. And, you know, because I wanted to catch up on all these things that I heard about. And then I did. And now I'm like, although I told season 6 of Bosch is going to drop on April 17th. So
Ozark comes out tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, and I'll watch it. I kind of was losing interest in that show at the end of last season. But
oh, you're crazy. That's a good show.
It's a good show. It's not a great show. But, I mean, it'll be something
says
to watch.
Says the guy who watches cartoons all day.
I do not watch cartoons all day. I watch one cartoon.
Okay.
And it's a damn good cartoon. And one of these days you're going to watch it, and then you're going to have to apologize to God and everybody for ignoring it for so long. I'll watch that, but man, I've gone through all the other stuff. So, we should definitely watch The Platform on Netflix, crazy ass movie. I'll get to it if I haven't, especially on the weekend where I don't have to do any really do any sports map work or anything. Yeah. I'll probably get to it because there is really not much else to do. So I'm wondering if one of our fitness guys can tell me how useful it is to pace for an entire 3 hours back and forth.
Probably. It's got to be something. It's some kind of exercise.
Well, I mean, it's the only exercise I've been getting. So today I've kept it going even on the breaks. So it'll
right.
be a full 3 hours. I'm just curious if that's helpful.
You know how, you know, we're talking about what, you know, if things are running dry on Netflix and Amazon and stuff. You know those people, and they're weird people anyway, who are like, oh, I don't have a TV in my house. How do you think they're holding up right now?
Yeah, you know what? Those people, and I know a few of them, because I wouldn't call them friends, just acquaintances, because how could I be friends with somebody who doesn't watch TV?
Right.
I guarantee you that the couples in those relationships, they're not making it through this, because now they actually do have to talk to each other. And they are the kind of people that would do that stupid exercise we talked about where, I'm going to talk and you repeat every word back to me. That's what they'll be doing. And guess what? Their marriage is doomed.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a TV right now, to at least, even if you're going to fight over what you watch, you know, at least there's something to do. If you don't have a TV, you got no shot. Oh, but I'll play chess.
Right.
Good luck with that. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, if we had online poker, though, that would be the best.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever really stop playing. So, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And two more segments to go, so please don't go anywhere.
All right, I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance, and they keep saving our listeners huge amounts of money on their home insurance. And the world's changing, man, but TGS got ahead of the curve a long time ago. Traditional insurance companies, they're currently sitting at home with you, waiting on the world to change back. But TGS, they've got a system that's open for business and ready to save you money right now. You'll get a quote in just 15 seconds, and you'll never have to go. You'll never have to leave your home, never have to go into an agent's office. All they need is your address. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address, send that back. They'll send you a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. You can't beat that, guys. This company, the savings, they are legit. They have a nearly perfect online rating with over 800 reviews, and the average customer saving nearly $900 a year. I actually saved more than $900 a year. There's no need to wait until your renewal. They're going to take care of the back end. They'll save you money and help you get refunded on your previous policy right away. TGS, they're open right now. Text the word money to 232323 and start saving now.
Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 409 says, fitness guy here, if you're pacing for 2.5 to 3 hours a day, that's about 500 or 600 calories burned. Okay. Also says there's lots of workouts on YouTube apps and stuff that you can do at home even without weights. Yeah, our girl Courtney did a nice article for Sports Map with a bunch of that stuff. I think tomorrow I'm finally going to get out of the general malaise and get out and start running again and cut back on what I was eating today. But there will be alcohol consumed this evening, so baby steps, you know.
I went and got a couple growlers filled last night.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Yeah, curbside service. Didn't have to go inside anywhere, but I'm drinking. I'm eating fairly healthy, and I threw around some kettlebells today, so it's not all is lost. But yeah, it's tough to find a groove without the gym, certainly.
Yeah, well, I finally come to grips with this is going to be what I'm dealing with for a while, so. Get into a routine that involves more positives other than getting up at 8 a.m. and drinking another beer. So, you know, tomorrow I'm going to start some kind of workout running routine, and we'll see. 713-780-ESPN's the number if you want to get in or if you want to text us. And then somebody said, talking about the people who don't have TVs, says if they didn't have TV before, it probably won't bother them because they're used to it. Yeah, but are they used to being in each other's face for 24 hours
a day? That's the thing. Those people are like, oh, I don't need a TV. I like to go out and I like to appreciate people. Well, guess what? They're not appreciating anybody right now except the people in their house. And trust me, that can only go so long.
Yeah, and you can only have so many books in your library. I'm all for reading, but...
yeah, you're going to run out of books. I mean,
exactly. So, and on that, somebody asked me... what's a good sports book you would recommend? Not a big reader, so looking to start. By the way, your short stories are awesome. Thanks. Thank you. I've gotten almost all positive reviews on the stories, and somebody else thanking me for sending them to them, even though they couldn't donate any money. If you guys just need some way to be distracted right now, you can have it. I mean, that's totally fine. But
Fred's,
you know,
a generous
it's, it's kind of like with sports movies, and maybe you have one or two, but I just don't read many sports books. I'm trying to think of a one, but it's just not something I've spent a lot of time with. I like the Gordie Howe book. That was pretty good. But you got any sports books that you've read?
What was the book about the Ravens season? Do you remember that? God, what's that guy's name? The guy, he writes sports books all the time. It was like it was a story about the guy spent a season with the it's Next Man Up.
Oh, okay.
It's called Next Man Up by John Feinstein, A Year Behind the Lines in Today's NFL. And it's not really today's NFL anymore because it was like, you know, mid-2000s. But it was basically they let this dude be around the team all season long. And, I mean, this was like the Ray Lewis, Ed Reed era Ravens. And it's just a really interesting read. You get some – I mean, like the title says, you get some behind-the-scenes looks at stuff that – it's almost like a season of Hard Knocks in a book. So I like that book quite a bit.
I'll give you one that I thought was pretty good. And he's a good follow on Twitter. And you can – the good thing is you can download most of these now. But Jeff Perlman wrote a book on the USFL, and it was really, really well done. And that one's worth checking out. Kind of got into how it happened and all the stuff that, and I know that was before most of your guys' time. So it's just kind of a cool read, and it was a fun league. It was a lot like the XFL was. It was just a different fun league. The difference was they had a bunch of stars with Jim Kelly and Steve Young and Herschel Walker and boy, I think Reggie White started there too, if I'm not mistaken. But because yeah, it's I'm actually sitting right in front of most of the books that, you know, like I don't have put in the closet, and there is only one. The only sports book I have is the Gordie Howe one. The rest,
I'll give you another one. It's a sports book kind of, but it's more of a life book, and it's by Phil Jackson. It's called Sacred Hoops, and it is a book that Dave Tepper actually gave to me, and I've given to a couple people myself now because, I mean, if you're a, you know, I don't want to get into too deep of stuff, but like if you're into, if you believe that meditation and things like that can be helpful and kind of inner focus and things like that, if you believe in that mumbo jumbo stuff like I kind of do, it's a good read, and you'll probably get something out of it. And it's got some cool stories, some cool sports stories, but it's also, I mean, it's a life book.
Yeah, see, I think those kind of things are the best when you can kind of get something out of it besides just the guy telling the story. But
yeah, and also yeah, the original Friday Night Lights book, and kind of, I mean, everybody's probably seen the movie and knows the story now, but that's a cool, I mean, if you grew up in Texas, it's a cool book to read because you can kind of put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah, and it's a little different than the movie. I mean, it's very yeah. good. The movie was good too, but it's more real life and not Hollywooded up, I would say.
Yep.
So, and yeah, I'm just, most of my stuff is, you know, it's at Douglas Adams and Neal Stephenson and then the two Josie Wales stories. I have that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you know, I most of these I'll go back and read again. And, you know, plus a whole bunch of Stephen King because that's who I kind of grew up with. But yeah, for some reason, it's just like sports movies don't interest me that much. And, you know, the sports books usually don't interest me because I guess it's because I'm around it so much. It's been my whole life has been working, covering sports in some way or fashion. I kind of like my escape to be something else.
Yeah.
So that's how Boudreaux was born. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. and a lot of people were mentioning Moneyball. I actually saw that movie was on today. That's pretty good if you're a baseball fan. But I think most baseball fans have read that.
The OJ book is good. Is that a sports book, the OJ book?
No, but it's good. I liked it. Can you still
I
get
love that?
That
book?
If yeah. I did it?
Yeah, if I did
I
it.
I think I borrowed it from you, actually.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing we have in common is a weird fascination with killers.
Yeah, and a fascination with OJ.
Well, who doesn't?
Interesting story. Yeah. Daddy Juice.
Greatest single season of any running back in history, in my opinion.
There you go.
I mean, 2,000 yards in 14 games.
Late hits last night was talking about Andre Johnson and discussing whether or not he was a Hall of Famer or not. And, it got into, you know, I texted Jason and Patrick and said, Calvin Johnson greater than Andre Johnson, which they agreed with, but they were talking about the numbers to get into the Hall of Fame. And obviously Calvin Johnson probably ends up short of the numbers to get into the Hall of Fame too. But Patrick Creighton's convinced Andre Johnson's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm. And I know this comes up a lot and people don't like my opinion on it, but I don't think that in the end the numbers are going to be good enough considering some of the guys who aren't even in there. And
right.
the
numbers, you've got to weigh the numbers, you know, by era. Obviously, you're going to see a lot more guys with these crazy seasons now than you did in the past. And it's not because wide receivers are suddenly better. It's just because the NFL's changed quite a bit. But Patrick thinks Anquan Boldin is a Hall of Famer. And I'm like, Anquan Boldin's a really good player. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me, if it took more than one try for T.O., then,
right.
You know, some of these other guys, Reggie Wayne is in that same era, and, you know, I think Steve Smith had more receiving yards. I mean,
Steve Smith's way up there on the list.
Yeah, he's eighth all time. So, you know, I think just being in – Andre Johnson, 11th all-time. But I think what's going to hurt him, lack of team success, which, like it or not, that's part of it. That's why people are talking about Eli Manning as a potential Hall of Famer because he won two Super Bowls. Johnson's teams never did anything, and he did not score a lot of touchdowns from that position.
Nope.
And there are some positions
if you've got rings, it can cover up a lot of other stuff.
But then if you get into the, well, if they let this guy in, Chris Carter, do I think Andre Johnson is a better receiver than Chris Carter? Yeah, I don't think Chris Carter should have been in the Hall of Fame. The one difference was Chris Carter scored a bunch of touchdowns. So,
yeah. Music playing.
All right.
One segment left, okay. My man.
We are going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, one final segment to go. And somebody on Twitter had mentioned a book called Ball 4, which I read as a kid, and North Dallas 40s one that I read as a kid. It's funny, up until I was about 15, all I read was sports books. And a lot of them were just, like, historical things. Like, I had one that was, like, about every Super Bowl and stuff like that, and, you know, the Snow Bowl and all those things, and just completely lost interest when I got older. I have no idea why. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start out with some good news. Nick, are you going to play the music for it? Or can I just not hear? Oh, Nick. We can't have Hoffman on Hollywood without it. But this is not really Hollywood-related, Fred. But did you see the CEO of Texas Roadhouse gave up his entire salary until January of next year to pay the frontline employees?
Wow.
Over $500,000. So good for him. Not many CEOs doing that for their employees.
No, that's very cool.
All right. Well, I guess I'll do it without the music. Oh, never mind. He's got it. Kind of an odd timing thing, but Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt apparently are back in love. That's what people are saying anyway, and I don't know if they say it's a carefully choreographed plan. They planned on the PDA during award season, gushing over each other backstage, even holding hands and exchanging a kiss at the SAG Awards. They wanted to send a clear message. They love each other very deeply, and this new connection they share is growing stronger all the time. It has taken them both a long time to pluck up the courage to be pictured together like this, and now it's happened, and they can take things to the next level. And apparently, they are planning a wedding. So it's kind of weird that this is coming out now, but they have been spotted a lot together, and I guess they've decided to let it leak that they are going to end up getting married. Handwritten vows and all. They're planning a secret weapon. So we'll or a secret weapon, a secret wedding. We'll see if that actually happens, but that's according to the Mirror UK. So, and Angelina Jolie has banned Jennifer Aniston from seeing their kids. So I'm not sure how that'll work out either, but not exactly the best way to start things off either way. Some good news, Fred. Nine Inch Nails. Now, these are good people. This is a man who cares about the people, Trent Reznor. Two new albums for free. Right now, their new albums, Ghost 5 and 6, hours and hours of music for free. Some of it kind of happy, some not so much, said Trent Reznor on his Twitter today. But they put it out there for free. It's on the YouTube channel and on their official website. Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross shared a message on Nine Inch Nails' site. Music, whether listening to it, thinking about it, or creating it, has always been the thing that helped us get through anything, good or bad. With that in mind, we decided to burn the midnight oil and complete these new Ghost records as a means of staying somewhat sane. So it says Ghost 5, Together, is for when things seem like it might be okay, and Ghost 6, Locust, well, you'll figure it out. So if you're looking for something to do, you want some new music, it's free, much like Fred putting out free content in a time of need, Nine Inch Nails.
That's very cool, although I guess they're another band that I don't really need new music from, but that's a cool thing.
Oh, I love Nine Inch Nails. Even movies that have a Nine Inch Nails soundtrack or a Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross soundtrack, I love those. I love pretty much everything they've ever done. Kathy Griffin, Fred's favorite actress, said she is now at home with a stomach infection after being hospitalized over concerns that she had coronavirus. She recently returned from a Mexican vacation, experienced intense abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, and a cough, eventually directed to the emergency room at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. and placed in the isolation ward. An X-ray revealed her lungs were clear, and a scan revealed she had an abdominal infection. A doctor still wanted to administer a COVID-19 test because some of her symptoms fit the illness, but she said the doctor said she couldn't because of guidelines issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Basically saying because, this is where I kind of doubt it. Basically, she calls it Pence Task Force restrictions. This is basically Kathy Griffin saying, I can't get a test because they're not letting me. And you know Kathy Griffin and Trump, it's always been a very non-loving relationship. So a lot of people are saying Kathy Griffin is just using this as a platform to go after Trump. But either way, she is hospitalized, so that's that part is real. But the fact that she can't get a test or was told she can't get a test, a lot of people are doubting one way or the other. Another person putting out free content to keep people sane, Elton John, hosting a living room concert aimed at bolstering American spirits during the coronavirus crisis and saluting those countering it. Alicia Keys, Billie Eilish, Mariah Carey, the Backstreet Boys, Tim McGraw, and Billy Joe Armstrong are all scheduled to take part in the event, airing from 9 to 10 Eastern time, so 8 to 9 Sunday night on Fox TV. If you want to check that out, an Elton John, and I know you'll like it because Green Day's there. Billy Joe Armstrong is there. You're into that. And yeah. Nick, we all know you are a big Backstreet Boys guy, so it's fun for everybody. Fred,
negative.
did your kids ever watch Bob the Builder?
Yes.
Okay, Bob the Builder, whoever made it is 100% on acid. It is a crazy show. But the voice behind Bob the Builder has died of cancer. William Dufries. It was confirmed via social media on Tuesday that they say we're heartbroken to announce that the co-founder of Pocket Plot and the director of EC Comics Presents The Vault of Horror, William Dufries, has died of cancer. There is a hole in a lot of people's hearts right now. We will have more to say later. Bless you, Bill. But he was the voice of many characters, four characters, including the title character on Bob the Builder for 9 seasons, which is one of the craziest damn shows ever. But apparently a world-renowned voice actor who has passed on, not because of coronavirus, though. So, and that, Fred, is Hoffman on Hollywood, a Corona Hoffman on Hollywood.
You know, I think we could do a whole segment one day on how stoned people were when they made certain kid shows.
Like,
the Teletubbies, they had to be on acid to come up with that.
Well, Bob the Builder was always the trippiest one to me. I was lucky. My kids are old enough that they didn't fall into the Teletubbies phase, so I'm good with it.
I did not let mine. They got to watch it like one time, and I saw that thing, and like the face in the sun and those creepy little things, and I'm like, uh-uh, nope, not you guys. We're going to get on to Clifford the Big Red Dog or something like that, which also probably stoned. All right, so...
You got any big plans for tonight? Coronavirus and chill?
Just a couple of drinks, and I was going to watch 1917. Now I may look for something else. I don't know yet.
So on – if I don't have Facebook, but if you've got Facebook and you can follow our bar on Facebook, which is my cousin's bar, they are doing an online trivia tonight. And they did it last week. It was pretty fun. Killed a couple hours for us, some entertainment. And then at the end of the night, you have an opportunity to tip some of the bartenders who aren't making any money right now. So pretty cool thing. You know, it's pretty easy to follow along with and give you something else to do besides watch TV if that's what you're into.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I may see what the wife wants to do. That might jump in on that. That could be fun. So, all right. Are we playing music? I can't tell. Okay. Well, let's wrap it up because I'm having problems hearing everybody now. So let's go ahead and put this one in the books. Hey, who's producing tomorrow?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll find out tomorrow.
My guess is it might be Tyler.
Okay. Well, nothing wrong with that.
I think
Nick,
it is
appreciate
Tyler.
You, man.
Aaron in the morning and Tyler in the afternoon.
Okay, cool. Nick, appreciate you, man. Really good job. Going to give you an A+.
Hoffman
yes, always gets an A+. Solid C- for me today, which is a really good day for me. We'll try it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.